Shalom Aleichem and Shavua Tov. This week, Mishneh Yomi is beginning chapter 4 of Yevamot. We're in Perek Dalet, Mishneh Aleph, Aholitz Liyavimtil. A man performs chalitza with the Yevama. That's so far so good. His brother passed away without children, and he's performed an act of chalitza, which we'll define in more detail later, but it is the ceremony to release this woman to marry someone else, not one of the brothers. V'nimtzet mi'uberet. But then after the chalitza, we found out she was actually pregnant, and then she gave birth. So this pregnancy is from the deceased brother. Now, ideally, whenever this situation arises, where there's a possibility of yibam or chalitza, we make the couple wait 3 months before yibam or chalitza to make sure this woman is not pregnant from the deceased brother. In this case, they jumped the gun. They went ahead and they did the chalitza without waiting, as they should have if they had inquired with their local Orthodox rabbi. So she was already pregnant. Bizman shev lod shel kayama. When this child is a viable pregnancy, he's going to be a healthy child when he's born. Hu mutzer bikrovoteya. The man is allowed to marry the relatives of this woman he did a chalitza to, because the chalitza was meaningless. It was unnecessary. It was nothing. V'hi muteret bikrovav, and vice versa. Vilo psola min hakahuna, and she would be allowed to marry a kohen. So what we see from here is a chalitza that is needed is a little bit like a divorce. It severs that relationship. So after a chalitza, he can't marry her close relatives and vice versa. And since it's similar to a divorce, a chalutza, that means a widow who received chalitza to marry someone else, cannot then marry a kohen. And the Mishnah says, adds, ein of lod shel kayama. If Nebuch, this child is not viable. It's what's called a nafil. She gives birth and it has some sort of deformity or defect, and it's going to pass away before 30 days. You know, it's not a viable child. So now it turns out the chalitza was actually needed. So it's a valid chalitza. Hu asur bikrovateya, so he can't marry her close relatives. He asur bikrova, vice versa, sola minikahuna, and she cannot then go marry a kohen. Now, Mishnah Aleph was all about if a chalitza took place with a pregnant widow. Now, Mishnah Bet is hakonis et yevimto. He marries the widow in yibam v'nimsit milberet. And then they find out she's pregnant, v'yolda, she gives birth. Now, again, they jumped the gun. They should have waited at least 3 months to make sure she's not milberet, that she's not pregnant before performing the marriage of yibam. Now here there are more dire consequences. Bizman shevlo shel kayama. When this child is a viable, living, healthy child, yotzi, they have to get divorced, v'chayavin b'karban, and they're chayav to bring a karban, a chatas, because they've had an illegal relationship, because while it's a mitzvah for the brother to marry the widow of his brother in the context of yibum, where that deceased brother had a viable child, there's no mitzvah of yibum. So instead, it's a sinful relationship. The Mishnah adds the corollary, im ein of lod shel kayama, if this child will not live, it's a nafil, even if he's born alive, he has some sort of deformity, and he dies within 30 days, yikayim, the marriage, the yibam marriage, can continue. So even though there was some sort of pregnancy from the first deceased brother, it wasn't a viable child, so their yibam can go through. They'll actually need to do yibam again to make it official. Now the Mishnah adds an interesting wrinkle. Safek ben tisha l'rishon. What if there's a doubt whether this birth was a 9-month gestation birth from the first brother, the deceased brother, Safek ben shiva l'achron? We don't know if it's a 7-month birth from the second brother. The situation here is, again, they didn't wait a full 3 months before doing yibum to realize if this woman was pregnant. They waited about 2 months. And then 7 months later, they do give birth, mazel tov, it's a baby. But was that baby the product of her relationship from the deceased husband, the first brother, or the yavam who married her in yibum? So they do yotzi. They have to get divorced because we don't know. And if the child is really belonging to the first husband, there was never a mitzvah of yibum. And instead, it's an aveira, it's a sin for this relationship to continue. Bevlod kosher. But in any event, the child is not a mamzer. He's certainly not the offspring of a forbidden relationship. Because either he's the son of the deceased brother, in which case the Yibum was meaningless, or if this child is not the son of the first brother, he's the son of the second brother, in which case the Yibum was valid because she was never pregnant from the first deceased husband. V'chayavan ba'asham tolui. And they do need to bring a carbon here, but it's a different kind of carbon. It's not a hatas that we have seen by Shabbos, we've seen by other serious transgressions. It's an asham tolui. This is a special kind of offering that's brought when there's a possibility that one should bring a carbon chatas, an actual sin offering. This is sort of like we might be guilty, so to cover our, it's kind of the cover our bases carbon.
Yashar kochachem and shavua tov.